בעזרת השם, השם שגיב את זכות.
טוב.
Rolling?
Rolling.
צהריים טובים, רבותיי. We are in the thick of עשרת ימי תשובה. And I want to share, before we get to the שערי תשובה, just a thought. I spoke about this briefly yesterday on some Gedalia in my shul, but I think it's a very important point. There's a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tavkuf Pegiman. During Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, we are assuming we're Benonim. Let's assume for a second, best case scenario. Well, it's not best case, but it's better than the alternative. The Gemara tells us, it's a famous Gemara, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Chet, the Gemara says, that what happens on Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, Tzaddikim nichtavim v'nichtamim le'altar l'chaim. Tzaddikim are immediately inscribed and sealed for life on Rosh Hashanah. Din is over Rosh Hashanah, which means Aseret Yemei Teshuvah and Yom Kippur for them are just kind of procedural. They don't really need it. Reshaim also, same thing. Very interesting, but on the opposite end of the spectrum. Reshaim, the Gemara says, nichtavim v'nichtamim le'altar l'mita. They are inscribed and sealed for death right away on Rosh Hashanah. All the Mefarshim ask, hey, wait a second, there's plenty of Rishaim that live out the year and the next year. So what does it mean that all Rishaim are inscribed and sealed? So it's a famous question. It makes sense. If the Gemara says that Rishaim are inscribed and sealed for death, so what does that mean? That by next Rosh Hashanah, there should be no Rishaim left in the world because they should all drop dead. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't happen. There's plenty of Rishaim. So how does it work? So many Mefarshim discuss this matter, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu many times takes other factors into the din, mitzvot that they did, zchut avot, many different things that can prolong the meeting out. The judgment is there, which means the gun is pointed, but even when Hashem's pulling the trigger, so to speak, there's things that block the bullets. They have bulletproof glass in the form of zechuyot that they have protecting them from that gzardin. That's the gist of it. So that's tzaddikim and reshaim. That's what happens on Rosh Hashanah.
Right, so if someone's the biggest rusher in the world, he's not going to live another day? Another year?
What do you mean?
You said there's chiyuv keep them alive.
Well, let's put it this way. If a person's a rasha, the Gemara says meforash, as does the Rambam, that they are inscribed and sealed for death on Rosh Hashanah. No? So,
yes.
So why are they still alive? There's obviously some zechuyot that they have, or that their avot have, that are protecting their gzardin from taking effect yet. Which means it's going to come, but not necessarily yet. Yeah. You want to ask something?
When it says that they're inscribed in the... does that specifically mean for that year, or at a certain point?
No, for that year.
That year.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because that's... what's Rosh Hashanah for? Because then next year we have another Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
Chabad of Avot mentions that also Hashem will allow someone to live to get any scar from the avot or just themselves or anything that they may have had in this world and keep them alive in this world rather than the next world.
Well, that's a very specific kind of rasha, a rasha that Hashem hates. It's based on, because many times that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will try to keep him alive, like you said, and pay him, reward him for the good things in order to deplete all of his zechuyot by the time he comes to Olam Haba. But that's only very, very specific kinds of Rishaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to get, you know, the ones that he doesn't want to see their face in the Olam Haba, right. So he just tries to get rid of them by Olam Hazeh. So that's another Cheshbon. Yeah. So, Mikol Makom, they have to be a very frum, like, religious Rasha for that. They have to be not stam. Now.
From birth Rasha.
Huh?
From birth Rasha.
Right. Yeah. No BTs, no going off the derech, none of that. Yeah. So, there's so many Rashi Tevot. FFB, OTD, I don't like labels, and I don't like all these. We live in a generation where everybody today is labeled.
Yeah.
You have a number, you should start putting barcodes on people's head. Takacha, namakacha. Yehudi kadosh v'tahor, everybody has neshama tahora, what are you talking about? Anyway, mikol makom, estam, we live in a very judgmental generation, very stereotypical generation.
What about the
day, that? Oh, yeah. No, ze shtuyot, ze lo po, ze makom kadosh. Yeah, I'm saying, but in general, you dress a certain way, so that means you're like this. You wear your tzitziot in or out, or this way or that way, then that means you're that. If you wear this kind of kippah, then it means that you're like, nu dai, ze shtuyot ze.
I never thought.
Yeah. Mikol makom, That's tzaddikim urshaim. Benonim, the Gemara says, meforash. Benonim teluim ve'omdim. Menosh shana ve'ad yom kippurim. Benonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, already, the judgment's already made on Rosh Hashanah. Just what? We're hanging in the balance. We're hanging. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, you ever saw a grandfather clock? The pendulum? Kacha. Hanging, swerving, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah what he's going, we have time to change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that Eter Ratzon during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, so much so that the Gemara tells us, Meforash, Gemara Meforeshet, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudchet, that the koach that every yachid has during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, the koach haTfilah, is tantamount to the koach haTzibur during the rest of the year. It's an unbelievable. And koach haTzibur, the Gemara tells in Masechet Berachot, Daf Dalet, Hen el kabir lo yimas, en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mo'es bitfilatan shel rabim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never is repulsed, even if there's reshaim or people are not. If it's tfilat rabim, Hashem takes it. Just like the ketoret. Ketoret, I mean, that's why. Ketoret, and I heard, I don't remember which Rebbe said it, but ketoret, how many ingredients? Ketoret el chelbena, nachon? Chelbena stunk. But what's pshat? How many ingredients did the ketoret have? 11. 11. Why? Chelbena, at least he had a kosher minyan. Right? The minyan was kasher, yeah, yeah, rasha, yeah, mikol makom. Chelbena ze rasha'im. Aval mikol makom, without the chelbena, v'im chiser achad mikol samamana, chayav mita. Now he says, if that's the case, benonim. Now we have a chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us such a zechut to be able to change, to rewrite the judgment. That's why we keep on saying, you ever wonder why during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, what do we say? Uchtov lechaim tovim kol ben beritecha, uvsefer chayim beracha v'shalom, right? Nizacher v'nikatev. What's uchtov, nikatev, write? Why write? It's already been written on Rosh Hashanah. When do we change it to v'chatom? Tefilat na'ila. Only b'tefilat na'ila. We say, nizacher v'nechatem, v'chatom lechaim tovim kol. We change it over there b'tefilat na'ila. Hey, wait a second. It's already been written. Why don't we say v'chatom already after the first tefilah of Rosh Hashanah, after the judgment? Or maybe motzei Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we say tichtov the whole Aseret Yemei Teshuvah? The answer is simple. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even though it's already been written, but I gave you the whole Aseret Yemei Teshuvah up to and including Yom Kippur until Zman Tefilat Tana'ilah to change it. And I'll rewrite it. I'll rip it out and I'll rewrite it. Not that I'll, Hashem says, it's such a zechut that we have. That's the segulot of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Maran, I started off, Tavkuf Pegimam. Maran says that there are certain things that a person has to be careful during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, even if he's not careful during the rest of the year, he should be careful during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. He says, for instance, lo le'echol pat nochri, not pat akum mamash is asur, talking about pat palter, regular commercial goyish bread with ashgacha. Lo pat isa, it's kasher. Maran wasn't even posek. He said it's better to be machmir even during the rest of the year. He didn't say asur, it's lo asur. But he said during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, the best, only the best. Or, let's say, Chalav Yisrael, Chalav Yisrael, there's Chalav Stam, during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, only the best. Chalak Bet Yosef, Zeh, Yakpid, all these things. Now, what's Pshat? Somebody asked me, which is a very interesting thing, halachically and ashkafically. Let's say a person is not machmir on these things during the rest of the year. Nagid, not on Chadash and stuff like that. Zeh Yisur Torah. There's no multiple choice over there. Chadash Zeh Yisur Torah. Zeh, Nigmar. But let's say on other things, Sheish Bez Machloket, Chalav Stam, or Pat Yisrael, and things that are not mamash clear cut, Yisur. The person not machmir during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah is machmir. The Shaila is, if he knows, let's say he says, immediately on Motzei Yom Kippur, or the day after Yom Kippur, I'm going right back. Huh? Shaila. Do it or not? Yes? It's not hypocritical?
No.
Why? Halachically and ashkafically. I want a halachic answer and ashkafic answer.
Because it says in the Torah that Shon Hashem, you might want to in the future take it on.
Okay.
You're not doing it now.
But I'm telling you, I know now that I'm going right back. Motzayim Kippur.
You're never going to keep it ever?
Huh?
You're in the future, you're never going to keep it?
Next Aseret Yemei
Teshuvah. You're putting it after the Shon Hashem that in the future you want to be like this. You just can't be like this.
So there's a two-pronged answer, and I'll bring you a ra'ya. I wanted to hear the ra'ya, but I'm going to tell you the ra'ya. Bivadai, it's certainly better than nothing. And bivadai, it's yamid lischuto, even if he doesn't only for aser timit teshuvah. What's the raya? Rabotai, mitzvat teshuvah is the raya. We already spoke from Rabbi Yonah, people who have this machala called serial sinners. You know what serial sinners are? And guess who that is? That's all of us. We do averot, we chozer b'tshuva, we do averot again, the same averot again, we chozer b'tshuva again, then we do averot again, and then chozer b'tshuva again. That's the cycle. That's what it is. Now, that being said, question is, does it not pay because I know in the... Now again, let's get something straight. If a person at the time of the avir, at the time he wants to do teshuvah, he's already thinking about the next time he's going to do the avirah, the teshuvah is pasul. Why? Because that's a lack of azivat echit. We already saw that from Rabbi Yonah, nachon? If in his mind, so that's already the Gemara that said echita ve'ashuv vechta ve'ashuv ein maspikin biyado la'asot teshuvah, nachon? That doesn't work. But if a person wholeheartedly wants to do teshuvah and he says, you know what, I want to stop this. He knows in the back of his mind that there's a chance that he might revert back to his old ways, which, guess what? We're human and that happens. Yeah? Should he do tshuva or not?
Of course.
But there's a fairly strong chance that he'll be back.
He might not go back.
Yachzor b'tshuva or lo yachzor b'tshuva?
At that time he was real.
Yeah. Now, is the tshuva mo'il? Is it tshuva shlema or not? So tshuva shlema, the Rambam says meforash that it's not. Tshuva shlema is that it has to be such a strong conviction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself can testify on the person that he's not going to come back to the sin. That's tshuva shlema. But guess what? We just saw in this past week's parasha Nitzavim, mitzvah tshuva according to the Rambam. Kikarov elecha davar me'od, even if it's not tshuva shlema. But mitzvah tshuva is still mitzvah, even if it's not shamim. Yeah, if a person's not doing mitzvot v'shlemut, that means he shouldn't do the mitzvah. Chas v'shalom, v'vaday should do the mitzvah. And guess what? Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He gave us Yom Kippur every single year. He earmarked Yom Kippur as Yom Shel Mechila U'Slicha V'Chapara. If he knew, or if he meant that teshuvah is supposed to be a one and done, and it's if you do the chit one more time, your teshuvah is garbage and you're never supposed to do it again, wouldn't he have given us just one Kippur and that's it? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a mitzvah in the Torah to have Yom Kippur every single year? We go through the same cycle. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Aser Timit Teshuvah, Yom HaKippurim, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, which is the double seal. Every year, same cycle. Yeah, you know what we call the Chagim of the year? It's called Ma'agal HaShanah. It's Ma'agal.
Cycle.
Chozer Chalila. That's the way it is. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu understand us. Ki hu yada yitzrenu, zachur ki afer anachnu. We tell the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you created us. You know that we're prone to sin. That's the way Hashem created us. Yes, we're not allowed to sin. Hashem commanded us against sinning. But at the end of the day, that's who we are. Hashem created us that way. Therefore, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem knew that. And that's why he says, Hashem, every single year, Hashem gives us a new Yom Kippur. Now, the Rambam brings down, it's a machloket in the Gemara. If a person was chozer b'tshuva shlema, last Yom Kippur, and he stayed away, he stayed strong, and he stayed away from the sin this year, is he allowed to, / encouraged to, be chozer b'tshuva for last year's avonot that he didn't revisit? Madino.
Yes.
Say the question.
Should one be chozer b'tshuva for previous year's sins?
But point out that he didn't revisit. So the Rambam actually brings a raya from David HaMelech. It says, "V'chatati negdi tamid." I have my chet opposite me at all times, which means that even after he was chozer b'tshuva, he always had it opposite him, and it's even encouraged. But b'tzina'ah. Yeah, go ahead.
As well, you don't know if it's a kavah or not. You don't know if it's a kavah.
No, well, we know that there's a formula for tshuva, and if you follow the steps, it's mekubal.
And I'm mekubal. You know that.
If you did all the things that are required, Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem made a promise that tshuva is mitkabir. There are certain times that person has to do certain tikkunim, certain kaparot, certain things that... I want to talk about that in a moment also. Remind me if I veer off, I want to talk about minhag shel kaparot, if you don't mind. Just remind me in a moment, especially in minhag sfaradim. Kol makom rabotai. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Yom HaKippurim part of the Ma'agal HaShana is ra'aya meforeshet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Chozer B'Tshuva again and again and again, even if we fell. Even if you didn't fall, you're supposed to be Chozer. Kol Shekin, if you fell. And Hashem says that doesn't mean that your Tshuva is nothing. It means that it has 11, maybe it's not. If you go back to the original sin, retroactively, what does that mean your previous Tshuva is? Not Tshuva Shlema. It's for sure, nachon, because definition of Tshuva is what? The most important thing Rabbi Yonah said. Azivat Achet. If you go back, that means the Tshuva is not Shalim. But even if it's not Shalim, Rav Chaim Brisker, Alav Shalom, was once asked. He says, how do mitzvot work? Let's say Rasha comes over to you, and he tells you, I'm a Rasha. I do this and this and this. I'm not makpidan kashrut, and I'm chalen Shabbat, v'ze. Should I put on tefillin?
Mutzah
halacha. Yeah, but I'm Jewish. But he says, I'm mechalen Shabbat beferesi. I don't keep Shabbat and I don't plan on it. Should I put on tefillin?
Yes.
Why? Yeah. Rav Chaim Brisker says, one is not, each mitzvah is its own command, its own tikkun. Bevadai u'bevadai in shum safek da'iyah. The only exception to that, only one exception, says Rav Chaim, very interesting, is be'emunah. Be'emunah be'akadosh baruch hu. He says, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 99%, but he says, I don't believe in him 1%. I want to believe in another deity or whatever. 1%. 99% I believe. By emunah bitachon, by mitzvot ve'averot, it's not black or white. Whatever it is. By emunah, it's all or nothing. Rav Chaim Brisker says 1%, 99% belief in Hashem, 1% non-belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and belief in something else is 100% kfira and avodah zarah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says. He brings a raya. Rav Chaim Brisker says, we find Eliyahu Navi had a showdown with the Nevi HaBa'al on Har HaKarmel. Who was the audience? All of Am Yisrael were standing there. They had a showdown. Final showdown. Who's the right one? Eliyahu Navi addressed Am Yisrael before he started. And he says, Ad matay atem posachim al shetei asa'ipim? Until when will you keep on flipping back and forth from side to side? Im Hashem hu Elohim, lechu acharav. Im ha-Ba'al, lechu acharav. He said, if Hashem is the real God, stick with him. And if the Ba'al, Avodah Zarah, stick with that. Says Rav Chaim, whoa. Is this multiple choice? Eliyahu Navi, did you just give them an option? It sounds like Eliyahu Navi just gave them an option of what? Choosing the Ba'al? Choosing Avodah Zarah? Really? Did you give them that option? Chas v'shalom. Says Rav Chaim Brisker, you know what he meant to tell them? Right now you're 50-50. Sometimes with Hashem, sometimes Avodah Zarah. He said, don't make a mistake. Don't mislead yourself into thinking that it's 50-50. No. If it's 50-50, it's all Avodah Zarah. It's all or nothing. That's what he was telling them. Don't think that, okay, the time that I'm with Hashem, I'm with Hashem. Avodah Zarah is with Avodah Zarah. No. If you leave even an iota of a percent, that's why it has to be complete. Ani ma'amin be'emunah shlema. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, yachid, miyuchad. It's got to be zero, nothing else besides for achduto shel Hashem Yitbarach. So Rabotai, that's the koach of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Never think for a moment, not for a split second, that just because you might fall again doesn't mean you shouldn't capitalize on Yom HaKippurim. It is the, hands down, most powerful day of the year to change your destiny. And I can't change your destiny. They can only change their own destiny. Collectively, we all change each other because we're all praying, just like we have our own judgments. Am Yisrael collectively also has its own judgment. And we're all, but in terms of individual, I can't change you, you can't change me. We're all in it for ourselves. We have to daven together, but everybody's in charge of his own destiny in terms of how much he's going to be Chozer B'Tshuva during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah and Yom HaKippurim. I want to point out, just because there's a little bit of a, sometimes a little bit of a michshol, so, with regards to minhag of kaparot. Maran Bet Yosef, both in Bet Yosef and in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Taf, Resh, He, he writes, Meforash, against the minhag of kaparot. He quotes the Rashba in Tshuva. The Rashba was a Rav in Barcelona, in Spain. Gdolador. Rashba is Gdolador, Anak Sheba Anakim. He writes, he knew that it was minhag shel Geonim. The Rashba wasn't fond of this minhag of slaughtering chickens for kaparot. The Rashba said it's like Darkei Amori. It's like a pagan ritual. And he says, Mevatel. And Be'emet, Shulchan Aruch adopted the opinion of the Rashba, and he says, it's not a good thing, don't do it. So, nevertheless, the Rama, on the spot, disagrees. He says, Minhag Ashkenaz was always not like that. They did it with shita on chickens. Not only that, Rabbeinu Chaim Vital writes in Sha'ar HaKavanot that his Rebbe, the Ari HaKadosh, was very makpid on doing kaparot dafka with chickens, doing slaughtering with chickens, kiminhag ha-geonim, against Maran HaBet Yosef, and the minhag of Sfaradim Be'emet Midore Dorot was against the Shulchan Aruch. The minhag was like the Ari HaKadosh among all communities of Sfaradim. Very interesting. They opted, that seems to be the long-standing minhag, like the geonim, like the Ari, like the Mekubalim, kol ha-mekubalim, they all did that. Kin ha-minhag. Now, let me explain to you what many people have commercialized or industrialized, really, kaparot with chickens, such that the minhag is not being observed the way it should be anymore. Maran Zichron Levracha used to speak about this all the time. It's important. The point of kaparot, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, is just like lehavdil, it's not a korban, but this similar idea to a korban, in that when a person looks at the shechita, what's happening to the chicken, he's supposed to think, what's happening to the chicken is supposed to happen to me, and that's supposed to break a person's heart, it's supposed to be chozer b'tshuva. That's the idea. Many times, especially in certain areas, they don't have, I call it, they don't have kaparot. They have chicken swingings. Meaning what? We have off-site shechita. What does that mean? The whole minhag, that if you go, there are certain places, if you go Williamsburg, Bar Park, Lakewood, under Hashgachot, where they have actual shochatin. And by the way, the shechita has to be kalacha, which means that he has to have a bunch of knives checked. There has to be bodik standing on top. They have to switch every few hours for a different shift. There's halachot. Some of them are run properly. But if it's just chicken swinging and we have off-site shechita, Hagan Rav Mutzafi spoke about this recently also. That's not the minhag. The minhag is not chicken swinging. Chicken swinging is just part of the, that's just symbolic. What's the actual minhag? To have the shechita and to watch the shechita. Afterwards, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's better even not to give the chickens to aniyim, because sometimes aniyim are going to feel bad. They're going to say, oh, you put all your avonot onto the chicken and you're feeding it to me. Sometimes it's better just to be podet, to donate that money to aniyim. But the actual minhag itself is the shechita. So if there's no shechita going on, if a minhag, it's not a minhag. One second. Chake. I'm getting there. Now, that's number one. Number two, many times what happens is, even if there's what they do, I've seen this with my own eyes, they recycle chickens. Recycle. They take chickens that are been swung or whatever, and then they give it to somebody else. First of all, that's, forget about the minhag and not, the minhag is not being followed. Number two, that's a promet chosh mishpat. It's a gezin. Person's paying you. He thinks it's a fresh chicken. And now you're if you would have told him it's a recycled chicken, you think he's going to pay that money? Mapito. They're being misled. Mekach ta'ot, ba'aya shel gezin, be'erev yom ha-kippurim. Who needs that? Mapito. Lachin, the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to go. Don't wait until Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is so packed and the shochatim get tired and they get dull in their fingers. It's better to go a few days before. And then, I'm talking still about chickens. So the shochet has time to do it. Proper lighting. Bodek tasakin. There has to be a Rav Musmach on site to be bodek sakinim. You know, if a person does it, it does kaparot, and then he does nevela on the chicken, lo yatzai dechovato. It doesn't work like that. Lachin, for many, many years, for about 50 years or so, Maran Zichron Levracha, because he was concerned about the kashrut and the efficiency of the chicken kaparot system, he himself did kaparot on money for many years. Swung money around, said, elo ha-ma'ot chalifati, tmurati, kaparati, he donated tzedakah, v'shalom. Naki, right? There's no issues of nevela, utrefa, and gezel. Take money, give it to aniyim, shalom, zakum. In his older years, he started having a talmid of his, who was a shochet, who private, came to his house, went to the backyard, and he himself took the knife, he checked it, he watched it, it was slow, it was, calm. He went back to the original minhag, b'sof yamav, when he knew that he can control, that he was on top of the matzav, then he started. Aval be'emet, for all those years, where he had even a chashash of issues of gezel, or sometimes there's problems of tzar ba'al chayim, they keep them there for hours, they don't feel that it's over there, damn it. Why would you be part of that? Just for minhag to go and do all of these isurim? If it's efficient, and it's under, you have to look for hashgacha. They have certain things under Rav Machshir, Zekach Vekach, and you see it's being run efficiently. But otherwise, V'yitim Nekiim Hashem Yisrael. Stay Naki, take the money, give it to Tzedakah V'Shalom. Zakon. Kacha Tzach La'asot. Maran Tzach Ham telling you for about 50 years. Kacha Asa. Money. Sof Yamav, when he felt that he could change the Matzav and be more in control, okay. But if you can't be in control of the Matzav and you see it's just the Wild West, stay away. Zeno Ra'ayim. Okay, Rabotai. This probably is when's Ben Azmanim officially? After Yom Kippur?
After Sukkot. Yom Kippur, we have Sunday, Monday, Yeshiva.
Okay, so.
Are we able Sunday, Monday? I don't think so.
Every day that gets closer, it gets more cuckoo.
I know.
So, that being said, this will probably be my last session with you until after Sukkot. Bezat Hashem will regroup, get back to normal schedule, normal Sederim, Bezat Hashem, Akol, Bezeh. In the meantime, I wish you tiskul shem rabot, gmar chatima tova, and everybody should be nechtam, l'chaim tovim shalom bezat Hashem, ba'aliyah, beruchaniyut v'gashmiyut, and yimaleh HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol mishaluch libichem l'tova. As always a pleasure. I asked Rabbi Yaakov before if anybody who's being part of the minyan, if you can either confirm or negate whether or not you're going to be part of the minyan on Yom Kippur, because I need to know about seating, because seating is at a premium. Baruch Hashem.
What's the cutoff date?
No, today. Now.
Today. Like,
end of today.
3 o'clock today.
End of today, I'm saying.
Yeah,
so.
Yes. 6 to 8 o'clock.
Yes, visit the show.
I'll give the money for that.
Yeah, I'm saying. Bye. Call to
Rabotai. So can we do a Friday here and
let's talk about
Dinsu again?
Yeah.
What should we call it, Rabbi?